down, and he would have had nothing in the world to wish for if only he could have seen Coma again. Time passed on, and one morning Gon lay before the house door, basking in the sun. He looked lazily as the world stretched out before him, and saw in the distance a big ruffian of a cat teasing and ill-treating a quiet little one. He jumped up, full of rage, and chased away the big cat, and then he turned to comfort the little one, when his heart nearly burst with joy to find that it was Coma. At first, Coma did not know him again. He had grown so large and stately. But when it dawned upon her who it was, her happiness knew no bounds, and they rubbed their heads and noses again and again, while their purring might have been heard a mile off. Paw in paw, they appeared before the princess and told her the story of their life and its sorrows. The princess wept for sympathy and promised that they should never more be parted, but should live with her to the end of their days. By and by, the princess herself got married and brought a prince to dwell in the palace in the park. And she told him all about her two cats and how brave Gon had been and how he had delivered her from the enemy, the serpent. And when the prince heard, he swore they should never leave them, but should go with the princess wherever she went. So it all fell out as the princess wished, and Gon and Coma had many children, and so had the princess, and they all played together and were friends to the end of their lives. And that was the story of the cat's elopement. Colin the Carp thinks it was a bit soppy, but I like soppy stories sometimes, don't you? I'll be back soon. Until then, from me, Natasha. Bye-bye.
The International Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.